Okay, so we're on Daf Ayin Aleph today. Pei Aleph today. Let me just refresh everybody's recollection. If you remember in the Mishnah we did yesterday, the last line in the Mishnah taught us a din about Tumah HaTahom. If you remember, Tumah HaTahom is when somebody dies, nobody knows that he's died, like in an avalanche, and the person went over that spot, and he learns he was over that spot. So the Mishnah said, Nitma Tumah HaTahom HaTzitz. If the person was bringing the korban Pesach, or he was a nazir, he brought the korban, and then he subsequently learned that he was tameh due to tumas hatahom, so the tzitzis is maratza. So it's going to come out. We don't know this yet. That even if he discovers that after shechita, even before zrika, he'll have ritzui. So then the Gemara had a question. So it comes out from the maskana of the Gemara. Tumah hatahom is halacha l'moshem Sinai. Though we don't know that yet either. The Gemara has a question. What about the Kohen who's doing the Avoda? Does he also get a waiver or a dispensation for Tumah HaTahom? Is that only for the Baalim of the Korban? If they had Tumah HaTahom, so then they get a pass. In essence, what it is, it means, let's say I'm bringing the Korban Pesach, and unbeknownst to me, I'm Tameh. Then after Shechita, I discovered that I went over a spot where there was a dead body. So it comes out, they can go ahead with the Zrika, and because it's Tumah HaTahom, so the Lacham HaShem Yisinayim teaches, I can't eat the Korban because I'm Tameh, but I'm Yotzei my Korban Pesach. So is that a dispensation also for the Kohen? Let's say the Kohen was Tameh Tumah HaTahom, and then he discovers it. Do we say the Avodah is a Kasher Avodah or not? So that was the question we had yesterday. Then we learned the Braisa from Rabbi Chiya. Again, the Amud Aleph is a little complicated, but we'll try to just go through as best I can. And I apologize. I got to keep it moving because otherwise we won't finish the daf. But we learned the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya, and this was 10 lines from the bottom on Pei Amud Beis 80b. He says, "Lo amru Tumah HaTahom el lamet bavad." That Tumah HaTahom only applies when there's a dead body. That's the only application of Tumah HaTahom. So the Gemara assumes what is he saying doesn't apply. So the Gemara assumes too much sheretz doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, "Well, how would too much sheretz apply to the Baalim?" So if it's a nazir, again, the only time that Tumah is ma'akev a korban if the owner is tameh is by the korban Pesach and by a nazir. Either one of those, if they're a Tameh, they're dead in the water. If another person is Tameh, you can send a shliach to bring the Korban. But the Korban and Nazir and the Korban Pesach, I can't be in a state of Tumah. So for the Nazir, Tumah Sheretz is not Malan Amori. It's only B'chimut made a lot of Fetah Patom. That's a zero. I don't need an exclusion for it. And then for the Korban Pesach, so if we're talking about according to the Man d'Amar that says that we can't do Shechita if the Baalim are Tamei Tumah Sheretz, so then it makes sense. But according to the Tzad that holds that the Korban Pesach can go forward if the Baalim are Tamei Sheretz, so then what's the significance? In other words, the Braisa teaches me that Tumah HaTahom only has significance by a mate, not by Tumah Sheretz. So according to that Tzad, Tumah Sheretz is anyway irrelevant for the Nazir, for the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says it must be, it's for the Kohen, meaning that the Kohen has dispensation for Tumah HaTahom if it's a mate, but not if it's Tumah Sheretz. So if that's all correct, we have a Raya, then the Tumah HaTahom has application for the Kohen. All right, let me just stop for 1 second. So you don't have this, you don't have anything in the first Amud. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? All right, so we're a few lines from the bottom. Again, I went over this last night. We'll go over again. So on payment base, so based on what we have, now we have a proof that indeed Tumah HaTahom applies to the Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to deflect that proof. So the Gemara says the last narrow line on payment base, Amar of Yosef lo. So Rav Yosef says, no. He says, Le'olam b'Baalim of Pesach. I could say that indeed the Braisa that says that the dispensation of Tumah HaTahom is valid by a Tumah mate, not by a dead Sheretz, is talking about the owners and so according Pesach, but it's not coming to when it says Tumah HaTahom only applies by Tumah mate, it's not excluding Tumah Sheretz. When you see Tumah HaTahom, the Ziva, there's another type of Tumah HaTahom, and that would be by Azav. Now, it means like this. We said if a person, he has an emission, which is not semen, but it's some other emission. So if he sees it once, so he's only Tameh for one day. But if he sees it twice, he's got to keep seven clean days, just like a woman who's who's a Zava. He keeps seven clean days. So let's say the seventh clean day for the man is on Erev Pesach. So he that evening, the schedule is he's going to go to he's going to immerse himself that day, and by the evening he should be good to eat the Korban Pesach. So, but if he and he wants to bring the Korban Pesach now, but if he sees in the afternoon, now he's tamei. Now everything is all for mish. Now he's tamei. He never got out of his tumah. So the Gemara makes the equivalence with that 2 minutes at home. We don't know where he is right now. We don't know whether he's out of the woods or he's still in the woods. So that's like a type of tumat hatahom. We don't know anything that's going on with him. So we think that the alternative shot in the brisa is that tumat hatahom only applies by tumat meit. It doesn't apply by the tumat ziva. In other words, there's no dispensation for that. So that if he indeed sees another remission on Erev Pesach, let's say right before Yantiv, so now he's Tameh and he's not Yotzei the Korban Pesach. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So Amar of Yosef, lo liolim balam lute tumat atom deziva. So the Gemara says, tumat atom deziva. So if that's the case, so I don't have any raya from the Braisa. He says, the Gemara says, tumat atom deziva lo maratze, you mean that tzitz doesn't help me with tumat atom of ziva? But Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is the woman that she sees certain times of the month. Sometimes in the month she sees Nida, other times during the month it's Ziva. So if she sees once, then she's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She sees twice, also Shomeret Yom. In other words, she just keeps one clean day. She sees three times on three different days, Mamela, now she has to keep seven clean days. And we do like all that for every Nida. We do also seven clean days. So he says, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she was keeping one clean day and she wants to, do the Mitzvah Korban Pesach. Shachtu Vizarku Aleha. They shechted the Korban Pesach and did Zrika for her on the top line on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. He says Vizarku Aleha B'sheni Shela, and then he did Zrika for her. In other words, she saw blood on Monday, and then the Erev Pesach's Tuesday. So on Tuesday, they're shechting Korban Pesach for her. V'acharkach Ra'ata, and then afterwards, she sees blood again. He says Eina Ochelet. She can't eat the Korban Pesach that night because she's Tameya. But uptur minaso Pesach Sheni, she's exempted from making the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, "My taima lav mishum demaratz tzitz." Is it not because she gets ritzui from the tzitz? And in other words, she's getting a special dispensation. That's what we think is taking place. Demaratz tzitz. He says, "Now again, Rav Yosef is building the idea that the Braisa is saying." There's no proof about the status of Kohanim, because the Bryce is talking about that it's excluding Tumas Tahom Deziva, that you don't have a dispensation from it. But here you see you do have a dispensation for it. So Amri, they send the base matter, Shalom, Mishum Diksav Rabbi Yossi, Mikana Lahaba, Himitama. So the Gemara says that's only according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi. According to the Chachamim in Achinami, there is no dispensation, and the person's tamei, and there's no tumah. There's no dispensation for tumas tahom. But Rabbi Yossi holds on the last day, mikset yom kikulo, on the seventh day, once she's keeping like the clean day on the last day, where in this case, it's the one clean day. So once she does a little bit of the one clean day, mikset yom kikulo, now she's in the clear, now she's not tamea. If she sees again later on, then she'll be tamea in a new cycle. But in the break in the middle, she's really Tahora, and that's why she's Yotzei with the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, is that true? Let me just cover a little bit of ground, and then I'll pause for some questions, okay? V'hatani, we learn in the Braisa, there's a question. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav Bal Shtei Re'iot, if you have a Zav, a man who saw two emissions, so now he has to keep seven clean days. He says, Sheshachtu V'zarku La B'Shvi Shalo, they did Shechita for him, and they did Zrika for him on the seventh day. He says, V'acharkach Ro'a, and then afterwards, he sees another emission. He says, V'chein Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and similarly a woman who sees during the Ziva time of the month, and she saw one day, and now she's keeping one clean day. Shashakti was Zarkuila B'sheni Shala, the Shechita and Zrika for her on the one clean day she's trying to keep. He says, V'acharkach Ra'ata, and then she sees more blood. He says, Hare Elu Metamin Mishkav U'moshav L'mafreya. So in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, they're all Tame retroactively, not like we were saying before, there's a break. They're Tame retroactively. In other words, everything they touched in between, you know, is Tame. Upturim la'asot Pesach Sheni. But nevertheless, they're exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. So the implication, we think, is they're getting a dispensation from the Tumas Tahoma with that. So Amri, they send the base medrash, Mayin l'mafreya midrabanan. When it says it's Tame l'mafreya, means on a rabbinic level, really on a deraisa level, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, they're not Tame. And she and he were not Tame during that interlude. He says, Ba'afra b'oshia savar mitame l'mafreya midrabanan. And Rabbi Yossi also holds that the Tuma is Lamafreya retroactively only on Rabbanan level. We'll explain in a minute. He says the Tanya, Rabbi Oshia Omer, of Al Zav Shura Abishvi Shalom, if a Zav saw on his seventh day, seven clean days, Soter et Shalafanav. He destroys all the seven clean days, like all the days he had in the bank, he's bankrupt now. But Amrle Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Oshia, these are two Amorayim, Lo Yistor El Yomo. He should only be Soter that one day. So the Gemara says, Bimanavshach, what do you mean? Iksavar l'mafreya hu metame afilu kulo nistor. If you hold it's retroactive, so then all the days should be destroyed. Iksavar mikana l'haba hu metame. He says, if he's just going to be tame going forward, yomo nami lo nistor. He shouldn't even be so to that day. Ela eima lo yistor velo yomo. He shouldn't be, he's not so to anything. And then I'll just do a few more lines and I'll pause and I'll summarize. And he said to him, Rabbi Yossi kai kvatach. Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Rabbi Yossi omer metamin mishkav moshav l'mafreya. Rabbi Yossi says it's retroactive. Elav shmamina metamin l'mafreya is rabbanan shmamina. So we see that it's l'mafreya. Okay, let me just summarize what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, let me just repeat again. So we were discussing Tumat HaTahom. Tumat HaTahom, we said that if a balim of a korban was Tame, but he didn't know he was Tame. And the Tuma he got was from this Tuma Ratahom, a Tuma that nobody knows about. So even if he discovers it after the Shechita, he can still go forward with the Zrika, and he's Yotze the Korban. He can't eat the Korban that night, but he's Yotze with the Korban. Then we said, that's a special dispensation, and it's also by the Nazir as well. If the Nazir discovers that after the Shechita of the Korban, that he was Tame Tuma Ratahom, he can go ahead with the Zrika, and he's out of the whole Nazirus program, or he's finished that whole thing. So the Gemara, that's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So the Gemara says it's the same dispensation for Kohenim. What if the Kohen who's doing the Avoda discovers that he had Tumas HaTahom? Do I say that the Avoda is kosher? So the Gemara brought a Braisa, and we thought from the Braisa it sounded like that Tumat HaTahom only applies to a maid, and we thought, what is it excluding? Too much sheretz. If it's too much sheretz, the only application we thought would be for a Kohen. So the implication would be, in Achinami, Kohenim get a dispensation of Tumat HaTahom. Okay, that was the first part in the Gemara. Then the Gemara said that Rav Yosef said, no, there's no proof from that Braisa that it's talking about a Tumat Sheretz and the Kohenim. The Braisa is coming to exclude Tumat Ziva. In other words, it only applies to the Tumat maid. Tumat Ziva is also a type of Tumas HaTahom. You don't know which way the wind is blowing with that. In other words, if a woman's on her seventh day, you know, she's keeping seven clean days, and on the seventh day, she looks like she's going to be clear tonight to eat the Korban Pesach, and then she brings the Korban Pesach, and then she has another, you know, she sees blood that afternoon. So at the time she brought the korban, it's like a type of Tumas HaTahom. So that could be the pshat, the alternative pshat in the Braisa, that there's no dispensation for Tumat Ziva. So if that's the pshat in the Braisa, I don't have any rayas that relate to the Kohanim. So that's what Rav Yosef wants to say. So the Gemara gets into a whole thing. Is it true that Tumas HaTahom does not apply to Ziva? And the Gemara brought a lot of rayas that we thought that Rav Yosef says not we thought. We know that Rabbi Yossi says that if you have this mess on the last day of counting, whatever the day of counting is, if it's Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she's keeping one clean day. If it's Zav with two Iyot, he's keeping seven clean days. But on that day, in the morning, so Rabbi Yossi holds Miksat Yom Kekulo. Rabbi Yossi holds that part of the day is like the whole day, and that Rabbi Yossi holds the Shitato, that the person is totally out of his tuma or her tuma that day when the korban is brought until the yotzei of the korban Pesach. So the Gemara was trying to bring to show that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a ritzui from the tzitz on the seventh day, that even though they became tamei, that the tzitz is maratzeh, and so that alternative shot would not have cut it. But the Gemara says no. In other words, the brisa could be going according to the chachamim. The chachamim hold indeed there is no dispensation for tumah atone by ziva. Rabbi Yossi l'shitato holds that when a person's coming out of tumah, mixes yom kikulo, and maybe the person's tahor. That let's say Tuesday will be erev Pesach. So at 10 o'clock, so she's observing Mixas Yom. Actually, Mixas Yom could even be where Rabbi Yossi's learning a little bit of the night. So she's out of the Tumah, or the man's out of the Tumah. The next morning, the next day, they bring the Korban Pesach, and then that afternoon, they see blood or they have a Ziva emission. So that's why Rabbi Yossi holds your Yotzi the Korban Pesach. But the Gemara says we have Raya is that you're Mitami Lamafreya, you're retroactively Mitami everything you touched, let's say that morning. So that's not because that he holds that din is that way. It's just he holds on a Durabanan level where we're putting that in, that din Durabanan. But in Achinami, on a Duraisa level, he holds that you're out of it. Okay, so the bottom line is that the Rabbi Yossi is not using the dispensation of the Sitz by the Tumah Satahom. He just holds, you're out of the Tumah. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? All right, let me go on.
In the Steinsaltz Gemara, he keeps referring to something about impure from the deep. What is that?
That's what I'm saying. Tumat Hatahom. That's what we've been discussing.
What is it?
Okay, listen, Herzog Tzu, I'm going to say again. Tahom means a depth, but we said it means somebody died. Let's say somebody was skiing on the Alps. They went skiing, and there was a big avalanche, and now they're dead, and they're under 20 feet of snow, and nobody knows there's a dead body there.
Right.
And then Reuven walks over that dead body, in the Golan on the way to Yerushalayim. And then after the Shechita, he discovers that he was Tameh as a result of going over a dead body that nobody knew about. That's
a retroactive discovery.
He discovers afterwards, but that's Tumat HaTahom. So there's a special Lachlamo Shemi Sinai in that case, Tumat HaTahom. Tahom means depth. That there's a special Lachlamo Shemi Sinai that notwithstanding the fact that you're a Tameh, you can go ahead and do Zerik on the Korban and be Yotze the Korban. Okay? That's the halakha of Tumat HaTahom.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's go further than the Gemara. Now we're around 15 lines from the bottom on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, 81A, 15 lines from the bottom. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says, Uda Rabbi Yossi, Hashta Amar Mikana Lahaba Humitame, Lemait Bilvad Lemute Mai. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that there is no Tumat HaTahom by the Zava case. So how will he explain the brisa that we said? Again, the brisa that we started off with said that Tumat HaTahom only applies by maid. It doesn't apply by something else. So what will he say that something else is? So he says, let me utim I. So we said it's to exclude Tumat HaTahom by Ziva, but he holds there is no Tumat HaTahom by Ziva because you're out of the Tumah, that day, the morning or the evening of that day. So he says, Nifsho Minah, the Bekoin, Vahutralo Tumat HaTahom. So within those ukimtas, within those variables, if you're going like Rabbi Yossi and the Brisa, logically then, the only thing we're left is to say it's talking about a Kohen, and the Kohen, there was Tamei Sheretz, and Memela, if he became Tamei Sheretz through Tumat HaTahom, then Memela, it means nobody knew there was a dead Sheretz buried there. So, and then he discovers it. So the avoda is kosher. That would work out with them, if that's all true. So Amri, Leolam of Ba'alim of Pesach. No, even within that ukimta, I could still say the brayis is talking about the owners and the korban pesach. The kasabre and shochem zorkin al tamei sheretz. He, Rabbi Yossi, holds that you can't do shchita and zrika for a person who's tamei sheretz. So the brayis would be saying tumah tahom. The dispensation of tumah tahom only applies by tamei mate, and it doesn't apply as opposed to what tamei sheretz. So tamei sheretz would stop you from doing the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yossi. And Mamela, that's what it's teaching me. There is no dispensation for too much sheretz. But it's Rich Lemiute. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Yossi, Zav Gemura, Hechi Mashkachat Law. So again, if you remember, Rabbi Yossi said, like, let's go back over with of a woman's, again, during certain times of the month, if a woman has blood, she's a Zava. So if she sees blood one day, she keeps one clean day, and then she immerses herself, and that evening she's Tahora. She sees blood. Let's say she sees blood on Monday. So Tuesday she'll immerse herself, and she'll be good Tuesday night. Let's say she sees blood on Monday and Tuesday. So she'll immerse herself on Wednesday. Wednesday night she'll be okay. Let's say she sees blood Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So she's Zava Gedola. She's got to count seven clean days. But according to Rabbi Yossi, we said Mixat Yom Kikulo. So Mixat Yom Kikulo, meaning according to Rabbi Yossi, she sees blood on Monday. Tuesday, she's a clean day. As soon as Tuesday night begins, that's Mixat Yom Kikulo. Now, she's already Torah. She's got to immerse herself, but she's out of the tomb already when she immerses herself. So how do I ever get to be a Zava Gedola, according to Rabbi Yossi? Because every time, the system, like, it breaks it down. Everything gets broken down. How do I ever build up the blocks to make her a Zava Gedola? So the Gemara says, Bishofat. If she's like a, if I can use the expression, like a faucet that's not closed, she keeps bleeding continuously during 3 days or, you know, 2.5 days or two days and a fraction, she would be Zava Gedola. Or Ibayt Ema Kion Shirato Kol Shnei Benin Hashmashot. Or if she saw, let's say Monday she sees blood, let's say Monday afternoon is her first day. She sees blood late Monday afternoon. She is at 6 o'clock. She sees blood from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday night. So that beginning of the day, that would be Mixas Yom Kikulo, but she's seeing blood then. She's seeing blood Monday and Tuesday. She's got 2 days. Then on Tuesday afternoon, going into Wednesday, she sees blood. So then the beginning of the day is the night, according to Tana Rabbi Yossi. So Mila, then she would be Zava Gedola. All right? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did? All right, let's keep moving. Okay, we're 8 lines from the bottom. Okay, by Rav Yosef, Koin Amratza Batamid, Hutrulu Tomad HaTomolo. Now, if you remember, we had the question at the beginning of the sugya about a Koin by the Korban Pesach and by the Korbanot of a Nazir. Does he have the dispensation of Tumas Tom? And the Gemara tried to bring a proof that he does have the dispensation, but the Gemara's proofs fell by the wayside. And that was Rav Yosef himself, who slugged it up on 3 lines to the bottom on Pei Yamid Beis. But assuming arguendo, as a certain profession likes to say, assuming that there is a dispensation of Tumas Tom for Kohanim, would that dispensation extend to the Korban Tamid? He says, meaning if the Kohen discovers that he was actually Tamei and he did the Avoda, so we say by the Korban Pesach, assuming the way this would go, and the Korban Nazir, that the Avodah is Kasher. Normally not, but the Avodah is Kasher. Let's say by the Korban Tamid, he discovered afterward that he was Tamei Tumanat Tahom. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, by Rav Yosef, Koinam Ratzeb Tamid, Hutrelo Tumanat Tomolo. In Tipsalomar, Koinam Ratzeb Korbanotayan, and Presi Shal Nazir Vosa Pesach Lamar, Shal takes those out, but that's what he's talking about. He says, Hutrelo Tumanat Tahom, assuming that he does get a dispensation by the Korban Pesach and the Korbanot of the Nazir, Koinam Ratzeb Tamid Mai, Miam Rinan Ki Gemiri Tumanat Tahom, Bepesach, Betamidol Gemiri. Do we say that our Mesora is only by the Korban Nazir and by the Korban of of the Pesach? He says, but not by the Korban Tamid. O Dilma, Yalos Tamid Mi Pesach. Or perhaps I could learn the Tamid from the Korban Pesach. And we've seen connections where you saw earlier a connection between the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach. Remember earlier we had that the
Pesach. Ayin Zion.
That's one daf, and then we had an earlier daf, I think, Pevav, was it Samachvav? The Gemara had earlier with the B'nai B'teira, Anyway, so but in other words, that the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos, the Korban Pesach is Docha Tuma, and then we learned that each one, the earlier sugya was that each one through Gzeru Shava, so Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and the Korban Tamid is even Batuma. So let's see in the middle of the Gemara. He says, Amar Rabba Kavachomer. So Rabba says, there's a kavachomer we can adduce. Odilma yalav tami pesach. So I'm a rabbi kavachomer. Umababakom shlo hutrelo tuma yedua. Now let's say by korban pesach. So if the kohen knows he's tame, if he knows he's tame when he does the avoda, there's no heter for a kohen to do avoda on somebody's individual korban pesach. If the kohen knows he's tame, hutrelo tumat hatahom, but he does get a heter for tumah tahom. If it was tumah tahom, we'll give him a pass with that. He says makom shuhutrlo tumah yedua. So by the korban tamid is by definition a korban sibur. In other words, it's true the korban pesach of everybody's tamid is that way, but the korban tamid ipso facto that one korban is by definition a korban sibur. So the even though I have one korban, makom shuhutrlo tuma yedua, so tuma yedua is allowed. In other words, tuma hutra but sibur. So I could go ahead and do the korban tamid with in the state of tuma. I was talking to Eitan Jacob today, and he was saying to me that Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur is even if you have, you know, one Kohen who's Tame, he could do it for the Korban Tzibur. If you say it's Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, so on my base, Eino Din Shehutrelo Tuma Natom. In other words, there's more liberal stance by the Korban Tamid. Certainly Tuma Natom should work. So on Amud Beis, Amri Umi Danin and Kavachomer Mealacha. Are you allowed to use a kavachomer where the starting point of the kavachomer, the springboard for the kavachomer, is halacha l'moshe Sinai? Bahatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Amlo Reblazer, Akiva Etzim Kisora Halacha, that we're talking about a nazir. So if a nazir would touch a piece of bone, human bone, the size of a sora, barley seed, so that's enough to make him tame and to destroy his naziris. Etzim k'sura matam, etzim k'sura halacha. Revi adam kavachomer. Revi adam is a kavachomer. In other words, in nazir. So the Mishnah says that if a nazir comes into contact with a revi adam, it doesn't destroy his naziris. So Rabbi Akiva says it's a kavachomer. I can learn a kavachomer that it should work. And the kavachomer would be that etzim k'sura is not matami ba ol. But nevertheless, if you come into contact with that some kisora, it does destroy the naziris. Revi Yisdam is metame ba'ol, so certainly it should be metame b'maga. So Reb Lezer says to him, so Reb Lezer says, Akiva etzim kisora halacha Revi Yisdam kavachomer. Revi Yisdam, you're learning with a kavachomer. He says, vein dan kavachomer mi'alacha. We don't learn a kavachomer from a halacha l'mashem Sinai. So that kavachomer that you just had is falling apart. Ela marava yalif mo'adom mo'adomi pesach. So indeed, we'll learn it out from the Korban Pesach, but we'll learn it out with the Gezeirah Shavah, that we'll learn the Gezeirah Shavah from the Korban Pesach, that indeed, Tumah Tahom would apply, assuming that it applies by the Korban Pesach for Kohanim, so it would apply also by the Korban Tamid. All right, let me pause. Who's got questions, comments, anything we did so far? All right, on the fifth line. Tumah Tahom.
This is all assuming it applies to Kohanim for Pesach as well, correct?
Again, we were assuming that Tumah Tahom was a dispensation that we gave to Kohanim. Assuming that to be the case, then Rabbah had a Kavachomer. But then we said we can't learn the Kavachomer, Lachal Moshe Misinai, but then we have a Gzeir Shava, assuming that it is the case by Pesach, okay? Yep. So now the Gemara says, now but Tumah Tahom Gufa Hecha Ketiva. Now, Rashi points out this next piece of Gemara, you have to assume they didn't know the previous Gemara. In other words, this next Gemara, the conversation took place before the Gemara we just did. In the Gemara we just did, the Gemara took it that it was Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Tumah Tahom. This Gemara doesn't know it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, V'tumah Tahom Heicha Ketiva, where is the Pasuk that teaches me Tumah Tahom? It says, Amar Reb Lazar, Amar Kroa, V'chiyamut Meid Alav, B'muchuveret Alav. So it says by the Nazir, v'chiyamut mate alav. If a mate dies on him, you know, upon him, the Nazir, so it has to be clear to the Nazir that he was tameh from this, as opposed to 2 minutes home where he doesn't even know that he went over the dead body. So Ashka Nazir, Osa Pesach Menam. Where do we see 2 minutes home or in the Psukim by the Korban Pesach? Amar B'Yochanan Amar Kra, B'derech Rechukah Lachem. So it says, Ish Ish Ki Tamei LaNefesh. If a person is Tamei LaNefesh, Tamei Made, O B'derech Rechukah, or he's far away from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara sort of conflates the two for drasha purposes. Ish Ish Ki Tamei LaNefesh, O B'derech. If he's Tamei LaNefesh, O B'derech, so he says, B'derech Rechukah Lachem, B'mechuveret Lachem, that it has to be clear to all of you. If it's not clear to all of you, then it's tumah tahom. In other words, bederech rechokal. In other words, it's like bederech. The maid is bederech. Like the maid is like openly and notorious there on the roadway. Then and everybody knows about it. Then that's tumah. Otherwise not. Rav Shimon Lakish amar bederech ma derech begalui. Just like the derech is exposed, af tumah nami begalui. It also exposed. So the Gemara says Meifei. So we ask Kasha against these proofs from the following Braisa. Ezu Tumara Tahom. What's Tumara Tahom? I hope you're focusing, Robert. This is you want to know what Tumara Tahom was. That's what you asked. And now the Braisa has explained what Tumara Tahom is. Tuma of the depths, right? So he says, so the Gemara says Meifei, Ezu Tumara Tahom. Koshlo Hikirba Echad Besofa Olam. Nobody in the world knew about this dead body being there. But if one person in the world knew about this body, that's not called tumara tahom. So the Reb Lazar da'amam mechuveret alav. Now Reb Lazar's proof was that's tumara tahom. So let's see how those psukim work out with it. Reb Lazar says v'chiyamut made alav by the nazir that it has to be clear to the nazir. So he says adiyadahu. So unless he knows about it, according to the way Reb Lazar is learning, it would be tumah tahom, but that's not the case. In other words, according to Reb Lazar's proof, he says, v'chiyamut made alav, that the person who's tamei has to know about it. If he doesn't know about it, it's tumah tahom, but that's not the case. Tumah tahom, nobody knows about it. So that does not work out too well. Reb Yochanan da'amar lachem, Reb Yochanan's proof was, he says, b'derech, Rechoka lachem, of a distant derech for you, he says, b'mechuveret lachem, it has to be clear to you, plural, adiyadi batrein, until two people know about it. If two people don't know about it, it's not tumas tom. If two people know about it, it's not tumas tom. If one person knows about it, it would be tumas tom. But that's not the case, because even if one person knows about it, it's not tumas tom. He says, remember our rule. Just please wait a minute, okay? I'll pause in a minute, all right? Okay, please. I don't like being interrupted in the middle of a sugya, okay? I'll pause periodically and I'll ask questions. Write down a piece of paper or just hold it in your mind for 1 second, okay? He says, Rav Shimon Lakish to Amar Kiderech, Reish Lang Lakish says Kiderech, like the pathway, Adiyade Kuli Alma, until everybody knows about it. So the point is the psukim are not meshing with what the Braisa tells me Tumara Tahom is. Ella Tumara Tahom Hilchata Gemiri Law. So rather the Gemara says Tumara Tahom is Halach Lama Shemi Sinai. There was Mesora, it's not based on psukim. It's just there's Halach Lama Shemi Sinai, what Tumara Tahom is, Ukra Smachta Ba'alma. The psukim were just Ramazim or proofs, textual supports for it, but they're not really the source for it. It's really Halach Lama Shemi Sinai. Okay, what do you got for me, Robert? Let me hear.
Confused. If two people know about it, but one of them isn't person involved, this doesn't make sense to me. In other words,
I heard the question. Just wait, listen, okay? So we said tumah tahom means nobody in the world knows about it.
Right.
No, not one person in the world knows about it. These Amorayim adduce psukim as ostensible sources for tumah tahom. But based on the psukim that's supposed to be support for tumah tahom, it comes out, according to one source, unless two people know about it, it's still tumah tahom. Meaning if one person knows about it, it'd still be tumah tahom. If two people know about it, it's not tumah tahom. But that doesn't jive with what we learned in the Braisa. In other words, right? In other words, he has a pasuk. Let's go back to psukim. Let's look at the first pasuk. You with me, Robert?
I'm listening.
Okay. But it's good to look in the lines of the Gemara as well. So if you look in the first proof was on six lines down in the Gemara. Amr blaz amr krov v'chiyamut meit alav v'chuveret alav. If the person himself knows about it, it's not tumas atahom. If he doesn't know about it, it's tumas atahom. So is that what tumas atahom is? Robert, I'm asking. The first proof says, as long as he does not know about it, it's tumas atahom. Is that correct?
According to this baraita, that's correct. But then the question is, if other people know about it.
All right. Let's go back. It's only one
baraita. That's what's confusing me.
Okay. Listen. The baraita says nobody knows about it. Nobody knows about it.
Including the individual involved.
Zero knows about it. It's not a person in the world that knows
about it.
How
do we know what the world knows, Dr. Goldstein?
As far as we know, nobody knows about it.
So, how do you know? They said the whole world.
In other words, that's the presumption. The situation is we found it in a way that leads us to believe that nobody knows about it. And we're not aware of anybody knowing about it. We'll see further in the Gemara. So nobody in the world knows about it. Now, the Moraim brought different psukim as ostensible sources for Tumat HaTahom. In the first source, it says, as long as the person who's Tameh doesn't know about it, it's Tumat HaTahom. So is that what Tumat HaTahom is? Robert, again.
But this is what's confusing me.
If
no one in the world knows it,
right,
and then it's Tumat HaTahom.
Okay, so now if I say to you, I have a source for Tumat HaTahom from the Chumash, right. And based on that source, if the person himself who's Tamei doesn't know about it, it's Tumat HaTahom. Is that a correct exposition of Tumat HaTahom?
Okay,
it means Fern can know about it, Michael can know about it, Seth can know about it, Sal can know about it.
Well,
but
if
the
other
person,
people know, then it's not.
Not, right. That's what the Gemara is saying, that those psukim obviously are not adequate proofs for Tumat HaTahom, because Tumat HaTahom means nobody knows about it.
No, I got that point. But I guess what's confusing is if let's just say A is the Nazirite. He doesn't know about it, and someone 1,000 miles away knows about it. Right. How is he going to know that the person 1,000 miles away knows about it?
That's a little bit like what Michael was talking about. Leave that
right,
on the side.
Right, that's my point.
Michael said it in the negative.
Okay, let's put it on the side for another 20 lines in the Gemara. It means that we are not aware of anybody knowing about it, and the circumstances in which the body is found leads us to believe that nobody knows about it. Okay, so but you understand the Gemara.
I'm totally with you.
Okay, I got to keep moving. We're going to be late. Okay, a quick question, Fern. What do you got?
Just at the end, the Torah Mimosha Misinai, and it has psukim. Is that the way Torah Mimosha Misinai
usually goes?
No. The Ramazim from the psukim?
Halakha Moshe Misinai means...
That's what I meant.
There's no psukim. It's all based on an oral tradition. It's Halakha Moshe Misinai.
But it's different.
But the Chachamim, once I know the Halakha Moshe Misinai, the Chachamim finds support for the Halakha Moshe Misinai in the Psukim.
Usually happens, or is this a unique case?
I don't know. That's my question. Well, they have like asmachtas throughout the Shas. We've had a lot of asmachtas for different Halakha.
Okay, so there's nothing so unusual then.
No. Okay, let's keep moving. I got to run. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so now everybody mute themselves. Robert, please mute yourself. Okay, we're 20 lines down. We're up to Amar Mar. Okay, Amar Mar Baravashi. Lo Shanu Il Shinoda Lola Charzrika. So Mar Baravashi says this dispensation of Tumat HaTahom by the Korban Pesach and by the Nazir is only when they discovered that they were Tameh after the Zrika was done, after the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. The Chiz Darik Dam, Shapir is Darik. When the blood was sprinkled, everything was hunky-dory. He says, Aval Noda Lo Lefnei Zrika Lo Maratze. But if he discovers before Zrika, then it's not effective. He doesn't have Ritzui, and you don't get the dispensation of Tumas HaTahom. So Meitvei, on this we ask a question from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamotze Meit Mushkav L'Rachvo Shel Derech. If a person discovers a body, the body could be buried, but the body was buried or is in the the earth crosswise across the road. And this is a roadway, and across the entire width of the roadway, the body was lying, but it wasn't visible. And then it turns out that he went over that body. Letruma tame. So as far as truma is concerned, he's tame. He can't eat the truma. Lenazir v'asa pesach tahor. But in terms of a nazir bringing his korbanot and a person bringing the korban pesach, he's tahor. He says v'chol tame v'tahor lahabahu. That's the Gemara saying it now. Whenever it says tame and tahor, it means like ab initio. In other words, that you can go forward. Not that you're discovering it after the zrika. Even if you discover it before zrika, you can go forward and do it. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. So the Gemara says, rather, if the statement was made by Mar Baravashi, this was the statement. Amar Baravashi, lo tema notalo lachar zrika hu demratza, val notalo lachnei zrika lo maratza. Don't say the dispensation is only if he discovers after zrika. Even if he discovers before zrika, he says, Ela filo notalo lachnei zrika maratza. Even if he discovers before zrika, he still has ritsui. Now, just one second. Now, there's a machloket among the Rishonim, how to understand this line in the Gemara. One second. Right. So if you look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos, V'tama v'tavur l'chachilahu, so V'davka l'fnei zrika, aba l'fnei shchita lo, k'moshu v'kuntras v'anitim mitosefta. So Rashi and Tosfos both hold that if you discovered that you were tame, even if it was like this body that was buried under the avalanche or whatever else, but you discovered it before shchita, you can't go forward and do shchita. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learned the sugya. But if you discovered it after shchita, before zrika, you have a green light to say, go ahead, I discovered I'm tame, but go ahead, do zrika, and then they'll do zrika. You'll be yotzei the korban pesach. If you're a nazir, you're yotzei, you completed your nazirus in a state of tahara. And mainly, you won't be able to eat the korbanot, but you'll be yotze the korbanot, and you'll be yotze your nazirus. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. But the Rambam learns that even if you discovered before shchita, you're yotze. That's the way. I was talking this over with Eitan Jacob today. He said the Rambam actually says that, I don't know, I have to look it up. It's in Hilchot Korban Pesach. The Rambam says that if you I don't know, but let me leave it like that. Okay, so that's that.
So the tzitz doesn't work before shchita?
It, again, means tumat hatahor.
For the korban pesach?
It means that it's really saying the same thing. What the dispensation of tumas at home and how the tzitz being maratza. In other words, the only ritsu you're going to get is if you the way the Gemara, the way Rashi and the Bali Tosfot are learning, is if you discover the tumah after shchita. You discover the tumah before shchita, then it's not going to work. All right? Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. I'm going to keep moving. Okay, I want to finish the daf, and if we have extra time, we'll have more time for discussion, okay? So we're around 20 lines to the bottom at the word gufa, okay? So gufa, we mentioned this price earlier. Mosei mei mushkav l'rachvo shoderech. If a person discovered a dead person that was lying crosswise across a road, I mean, he says l'truma tame, and then he knows, or that he knows somebody walked over that place. So for truma purposes, he's tame. He says l'nazir osa pesach tabor, for nazirus and making korban pesach, he's tamor. But medva amurim, when do we say this, that first halach applies? She'ein lo makom la'avor. In other words, when do we say that for truma he's tame, that there's no way to cross over that road, that stretch of road, without traveling over the body? Aval yesh makom la'avor after the truma tahor. But if it's not definite that he went over the body, that some parts of the road, you know, were over the body, some parts of the road were not over the body. Let's say the road was like a three-lane highway, and there was a body in the underneath the road somewhere. So then it's safek tuma b'rishut harabim sveiko tahor. So it's not definite he walked over the body. So then even for truma, he'd be tahor. But medva murim shemitzao shalem. And then when do we say, again, going back to this thing when just one minute. That we said that he's tamei for truma. There's no room to go around. He says, he found there was a complete body. About meshubar mufurak tahor. If the body was broken into different pieces or mufurak, means the pieces were separated. He's tahor. Shema bein aprakim avar. Maybe the person walked, you know, between the different pieces. He says uvekever afilu meshubar umefurak tame nishakever mitzarfo. If on the other hand the body was found, let's say, like in a vault, so like there's a chamber in the vault. So then, even if the different pieces of the body are separated, then that would be viewed as one unit. And I was discussing this with Eitan Jacob. I was saying to him, how could you be in a vault and do it? So Eitan was saying that, you know, maybe somebody buried him. The person who buried him is now dead. Nobody in the world knows it. So then I showed him, like, there's a blurb in the Masipta Gemara. It said there was machloket among the Mefarshim. If it, in order to be, is that indeed Tumas Atahom? If somebody knew about it and then died. So according to number Mefarshim, that's not Tumas Atahom. Nobody had to know about it. So then Eitan was saying that, you know, the person just like died and he was in there. You'd have to say something like that. Okay. Now, when we spoke about that maybe the person passed between the limbs, in other words, he didn't walk over it, that's when he's walking on foot. Aval ta'un orachuv tame. But if he was carrying a load or he was riding an animal, then he's tame. Lefi shemahalik baraglav if shor shlo yigav lo yahil. Person who walks by foot, he might not lean over parts. He might, you know, he wouldn't touch parts. About ta'un, but if he's carrying a load, he's like leaning over when he walks. Orachuv, or if he's riding, one second for the rachuv. Or he was riding. He says, "Ef shershel yigav lo yahil." Now he says, "Yigav yahil." Yigav would be like if he touched it, but yahil would be like, you know, that's the more common case. He's like leaning over. But then murim betumah hatahom. That's only betumah hatahom. Well, betumah yidua. If it's tumah yidua, meaning people knew about this body, tame. So then the person would be tame for the Korban Pesach and for the Nazir. Now, the Ezuhi Tumana Tahom. Now, here's the case. I think this will address a little bit your issue, Michael, about nobody knowing about it and things like that. Ezuhi Tumana Tahom. Kushlawi Kirba Chabas Sofa Olam. Nobody in the world knows about it. Kirba Chabas Sofa Olam. Ezuhi Tumana Tahom. Mitzao Tamun B'Tevin B'Afar B'Strorod Harezuhi Tumana Tahom. If I found the body and the body was buried under straw, under dirt, under like gravel, that's tumah tahom. Meaning from the evidence, there's nothing that leads me to believe that somebody like knew about it. In other words, it could be like the person dropped dead and then the straw covered him or whatever. He says, b'mayim ba'afela b'nekike hasloyim, but if I found the dead body in water, he says, ba'afela in darkness b'nekike hasloyim between the clefts of the rock, ain't it tumah tahom? That's not tumah tahom because it's visible and people could have seen it. He says v'lo amru tumah tahom elabed bilvad, and tumah tahom only applies by tumah mate. Okay, we have one or 2 minutes for questions. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Why in the case that you found the body on the roadway, he's puzzled for tumah but kosher for Pesach?
Yeah, because that's the dispensation of Tumas HaTahom. That's a lachol.
So this is talking about after Shechita?
So again, that's the machloket Rishonim, but according to Rashi and the Bali Tosfot, it would mean he had walked on that road, and then after he shechted the animal, or the animal was shechted, he discovered, they say,
he had walked on that roadway.
Oh, did you walk down road A? There's a dead body in the road. And he says, oh, gavalt. So I now walked over the body, but it's okay because it's Tumas HaTahom. That would be the case. Okay? All right, let's go on to the next Mishnah. Okay, so we're 10 lines from the bottom. Okay, Manitin. Nitma shalem orubo, if the animal, the lamb, in other words, the Korban Pesach became tameh, obviously it's after Shechita, and he says, orubo, or most of it, sorfen otolif ne'abira me'atzeh ma'racha. So we would burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash using wood from the Mizbeach, me'atzeh ma'racha. Nitma mi'uto, if only a small part of it became tameh, v'hanotar, or its notar was left over from the evening of the Seder, he says, "Sorfin otoba chatzotayin o al gagotayin." Everybody burns it again in Yerushalayim in their chatzer or on the roofs. Me'atzei atzman from their own wood. Hatzaykanim sorfin otol lefnei abira b'shulei anot me'atzei marachad. The stingy people would bring it to the maracha because they didn't want to like get wood for it. And apparently, if you remember, there was a piece like from the Rav, somebody wrote some article that like the wood was not so plentiful in the time of Bayit Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. So wood was a valuable commodity. So the stingy people would want to use the Atzei Maracha to burn it. Okay, so the Gemara says, why if it's Nitma Shalem Arubo, why we burn it Lefnei Habira? In other words, let's say I bring the Korum Pesach, I'm carrying on my back, and then, you know, right when I get home, a dead sheretz touches it, and now it becomes Tameh. So why do I have to bring the whole thing back to the in front of the base of Mikdash and burn it Lefnei Habira? And I understand I have to burn it, but why do I have to burn it over there? So Gemara, my time, I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Kedei Levayishan. Rabbi Yossi Chanina said that Chazal required you to go to back. They wanted to embarrass the people. In other words, the presumption is if it became Tameh, you were derelict in your duties to, you know, guard it properly. And Mela, as a result of that, we want you to burn it like in a very public place and you'll be embarrassed to do it. And that'll have hopefully a good impact for the future. All right. Now, Nidman Miyu Tobachulu, we said if only a small part of the Korban Pesach became Tameh, so then you'll burn it in your chatzir, you'll burn it on your gag, your roof, your chatzir, that's where you'll burn it. You won't go back to the Har HaBayit. So Raminu, on this we pose a contradiction from a Mishnah that we had earlier in our Masechta. Now this Mishnah was on Daf Mem Tet. He says, V'chein Mishet Sam Yerushalayim, if a person left Yerushalayim, V'nizkar Shesh V'do Basar Kodesh, and he realizes he's got Basar Kodesh. This is not necessarily talking about the Korban Pesach. He's got Kachim. It could be Korban Shlamim. You know, he's Korban Shlamim. He's supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. He's not supposed to take it out the walls of Yerushalayim. And then he had Korban Shlamim. And then he realized, I have some, you know, flesh from Basar Kodesh. Imavart Sofim Sorfom Makomo. If you pass Sofim, remember Sofim, we discussed it at the time. Sofim is not necessarily and probably not the place that we call Har Sofim today, but there was either a specific place known as Sofim from where you could see the base of Mikdash, or it means any place where you see the base of Mikdash. So if you pass that point, so Sorfom Makomo, then you burn it where you are. He says, Vim Lav, but otherwise, top line of Pebezim and Aleph. You go back and you burn it in front of the base of Mikdash. Bira means the base of Mikdash. Bira means like a tower, but it means the base of Mikdash. He says, so we have a stira. Here the Gemara says, our Mishnah says that with the Korban Pesach, if it's a small piece, you burn it in your chatzir, your gag. And the Mishnah earlier says, if you have Basar Kodesh, you'll bring it back, and the Mishnah there learns, even if it's the size of a kazayit, it has to be the size of a kazayit, I'll bring it and I'll burn it on the Har HaBayit, Me'atzei Maracha. So Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva Lo Kasha, Kan Ba'ach Sinai, Kan Ba'al HaBayit. So Rav Ukva says there's no contradiction. Our Mishnah is talking, that Mishnah over there is talking about Ach Sinai. He's a guest. You can't expect a guest to have his own wood, things like that. So Mela, we say, go to the Har HaBayit, you'll use the wood from the Maracha, fine. When you're Ba'al HaBas, so our mission is talking about a balabas, and he lives in Yerushalayim, whatever. He's not traveling, so he'll burn it, in, you know, on his roof. He'll burn it in his yard. Rapapa Amar Hava Habach Sinai. Rapapa says no. They're both talking about Ach Sinai. Kan Shehechzik Baderech. The mission earlier on Memtet is talking about where is Hechzik Baderech. He began traveling already. So he began traveling. We don't matzrich you, like, you know, we'll say, yeah, we'll give you dispensation. You're on your way already. It's fine. You'll use our wood. He says, Kan Shlo Hechzik Baderech. But if you weren't traveling, so then fine. So get some wood and burn it. And that's our Mishnah. Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid is really explaining, elaborating on Rav Chama Bar Ukva's Hezber. So we had two Hezberim. Again, the first Hezber was Rav Chama Bar Ukva. One is talking about Achsai, one is talking about Baal Bayit. Achsanai, he'll use the Har HaBayit. He'll use the Ma'atzei HaMaracha. The Baal Abbas will burn in his place. So Rav Zvid Amar, Liolam Kida Amar Mi'ikara, Kam Achsanai, Kam Baal Bayit. Va'af Al-Gav Lo Hechzik Baderech, even though he didn't, but he, in other words, he's disagreeing with the second shot, which is Rapapa. Meaning, even though, in other words, our Mishnah is talking about a Baal HaBayit. That Mishnah is talking about Ach Sinai, the one on Memtet, was it? Memtet? Yeah, Memtet. So the Mishnah on Memtet is talking about, he's an Ach Sinai. He says, Kamas Kamim HaBayit, but Afal Gav Lo Hechzik Baderech, Achsanai came lately asu kitzaikanim. He wants to say, even if the Achsanai, the guest, even if he wasn't beginning the journey, he still gets the dispensation to bring it on the Harabayit. They make him like the Tzaikanim. In other words, just like the Chachamim established a different protocol for the miserly people. if you're a tightwad, you can use go up to the Harabayit. So if you're a miser, so you also give a dispensation for people who are guests coming in from Pesach. They also get to you go on Harabayit. He says Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Tzaikanim Sorfin Otolif Neabira Bishvileyanot Me Atzei Amaracha. Okay, that's the daf for tonight. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that we did? All right. Let me end recording. 1 second.